hey, if the devil's going to heal you, or if the devil offered to heal you, would you take the healing? I'm asking you, if the devil would heal you, if the devil would give you cash, if the devil would bring you a miracle, the physics of miracles, if he has the power to do it, would you take the miracle? Would you take the healing? Would you take the cash if it came from the hands of the devil? Question is, how would you know? I mean, listen, you'd have to know it was the devil, right? You would have to know that it was, the old, as some call him, old horny head. Listen, Shadow the Darkness live broadcast on a Thursday night, the 12th of May, 2011, and we are in a week, the theme, the physics of miracles. And I'll say that I trust during this 1 hour and trust during this week as the prayers go up, asking God, like in the book of Acts, for extraordinary miracles. Number one, salvation of lives. It includes then God bringing healing to lives, deliverance, and so many other, well, so many other ways in which God works. The physics of God. I mean, it's supernatural to us, yes, because it's beyond our ability to really understand. Does God supersede the laws of nature, override them, work, mutate them? Ultimately, when we think of the resurrection of Christ, we read in the book of Hebrews that it was by the exertion of the power of God, the Spirit of God, or Romans chapter 1, that he was raised from the dead, declared with power to be the Son of God. He was raised by the Holy Spirit, though. So when you think about Christ, the resurrection, the Spirit of God, then take a look in the book of Ephesians, where it is the Spirit of God that's dwelling in the believer. The same Spirit of God that caused the conception, the incarnation of God in human flesh, the same Spirit of God that came down, John the Baptist saw him without limit on Christ in fulfillment of a 700-year-old prophecy out of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord would be upon him to preach good news and so forth, set captives free. 700 years before is the Spirit of God that gave the prophecy. 700 years after that prophecy, well, not only is God in human flesh on the field, Messiah is on the field, then you have the Spirit of God himself coming down. John the Baptist, filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb, sees. He saw the Spirit of God come down. What do you see? What do you experience in this day of such massive supernatural contrast, a ramping up of the alternative beyond anything that we've seen in history? And, well, let me tell you something. We've seen nothing yet. You wait till the false prophet comes out. Talk about the physics of miracles. Talk about incredible things with the intention of bringing influence and leading billions of people into direct worship of the Antichrist, Theron to Theron, and the kingdom that rises Theron, all immersed, saturated from head to toe in real powers. If the devil would heal you, if the devil would answer a prayer, well, listen, Satanists listening right now, they know how it works. They know the powers, they know the abilities, they know the enhancement. But when it comes to the millions of New Agers, when it comes to the millions of psychics and many others that are tapping into the field, the force, the power, the presence, the energies, well, the masquerade is so precise. You see, as the dark ones come, they're able to perceive and then transfigure and appear as is necessary to bring about the deepest level of deception, seduction, because they want in. In this day, in this age, the physics of miracles, you and I, we're going to have to discern, you and I, in this bloody, fallen, broken, painful world in which we do cry out, just be very careful of crying out to anything, anywhere, any place. Just be careful of wanting to take anything supernatural into your life that would help you, not discerning the source. Once again, Shatter the Darkness broadcast live tonight on a Thursday night. We want to say that a massive dark thunderstorm has just come to the area, and it looks ominous. It really does. Trees are blowing, and everything's going. So we'll trust the Lord will take us through this night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7. While last night we had our Wednesday night show, and then the later night show, we did play the broadcast. We did play the taped part where a young man that had engaged called, and a demonic subpersonality spoke through him. After I called him back, we engaged on the phone. The subpersonality and others demonized came up to literally attack and speak and curse. When I finally commanded the demon to leave this young man, the phone hung up. Out of Southern Oregon, I get a letter Monday. It's a ritual. It's a curse. It's not in the house now. But I read it last night that involved, if we tried to get the young man saved, that there would be beware of the consequences and so forth, and again, a warning and a ritual and a partially burnt page of Scripture. Because the demonized personalities, they've kept on, and this all started Walpurgis Night, by the way, the 30th of April. And now, last night, after that live show, late night, probably really late, the demonized personality has called back on our call-in line and left another message. Wow. I'm not going to play this. We're not into exploitation or sensationalism that way. But what we did play last night, and I told the folks, listen, you can say possibly it's a hoax, someone playing around, but I don't think so. A demon straight up, but when a demon is straight up manifesting and you take authority, there's going to be instant reaction. But when it's a subpersonality, a chosen one, then you've got something else going on. Well, here's what occurs then today from another chosen one that I had one meeting with a couple of years ago that I keep in contact with because I've never stopped praying for them to be completely delivered, completely healed, and for Jesus just to restore their life. So here's one that has subpersonalities that write me sometime that are completely committed to the Luciferic side, know the powers and everything else. Well, anyway, I get a note back from this person. Here's what it says, quote, "Listened last night. Was eerie for me. Did not go to sleep until almost 9 this morning. Yep, demon-possessed altars. Inside knows too. And you were speaking to more than one. Clean it up and you'll see." In other words, clean up the audio and there'll be more than one personality. And you can hear that, but that doesn't happen very often unless there's a real engagement. It all began when sub-personalities went to the Ragged Edge live show archives, listened to stuff, sent me an email, and in that email proclaimed the coming of a new order, that there's nothing we can do about it, and that the ranks of their acolytes, the ranks of their side, are growing beyond numbers ever. And, well, there you go. Another interaction. And so the prayers are going up for this young man, because what I did, because when he called in, the phone number wasn't concealed, so I called him back. I talked to him direct. I witnessed to him direct. I shared Christ with him direct. And all of a sudden, the demonized personality comes up, and we engaged a little bit. I tried to talk to the personality to get them to engage, and then finally had to command concerning the demonic presence, and that's when they hung up. Now, they've called back twice, last night late being one of those times. So we're going to see where that interaction goes. In the midst of everything else that's going on, well, this is the kind of thing that is happening, and I'll say it again, even in the context of this week, the physics of miracles. The dark side operates by the same premise, dunamis. Real powers that really bring enablement, empowerment. If you're a believer in Christ and you have experienced and you know the clothing of the power of the Spirit of God, if you are one like the Apostle Paul that can say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, it is the power of God, the dunamis of God unto salvation. It takes the power of God to save, bring total forgiveness, freedom from the sin nature, freedom from the death code inside, and breaking Satan's actual rights, his link to the fallen nature, and then bringing inside of you the new nature of the living Christ in you and actually implanting in you the gift of eternal life. That takes the power of God based on the cross, what Jesus did, because God loves us. And God has fixed the issues in Christ on the cross and all that he's done. It is the work of God that flows from heaven to us. But there is counterfeit. There are real powers, and I'm going to say again, more than ever, enabling people and bringing the... Now, I gave you this word sometime back out of 2 Corinthians 11 about Satan being able to masquerade as an angel of light. Metaskizmazotai. The actual physics of morphing, the ability to transfigure their present, their presence. Now, when I tell you this, whether it's Satan himself or any other demon or whatever type of demonic entity, finite fallen entity, they're able to transfigure and make themselves look like, well, whatever is necessary. Alice Bailey, it was a Tibetan, an ascended master, but a Tibetan that fused with her and guided her in dictation of 21 volumes of writings that are clearly the evidence of what the Spirit of God talked about 2,000 years ago, Timothy 4, verse 1. That God, the Holy Spirit, says in the last days, explicitly says, that in the last days, that planos, these imposter seducing spirits would come. One goal, deceive many. How would they do it? Well, get into lives, then use those lives to bring about didache of daimonia. That is, the teachings, the writings. Now, that's something. There's communication going on. And in the context of this week, I've already done this Tuesday night, I believe it was. The book I hold in my hands called The Physics of Miracles, subtitled Tapping into the Field of Consciousness Potential. Now, Richard Bartlett has written this book along with others. I read to you already about his encounter in the beginning of the book. I read to you in the beginning of this week how the transfiguring, how that metaskizmazotai really operates. The physics of the dark side can present and encounter itself, communicate, and unleash powers. Well, I told you about how the man was driving home after dropping his wife off and or his daughter off, and he all of a sudden was having this experience, and he looked over and he saw a man with a multicolored turban on his head, and he stopped his car looking, and the man began to talk to him about getting the powers of healing. And so he submitted to the entity with the turban. And all of a sudden he said it was like his head got opened up. And from above, stuff began to be downloaded into his head. And then a female entity also communicated to him. Now, from that point on, he began to experience the ability to, well, he says anyway, to heal individuals. Now, it's interesting as I'm reading through this book and I'm seeing that it's that side's alternative. Now, you know God has already given the picture. In the end of days, counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. It is my prayer that even in this 1 hour, whether you're listening live right now, satellite, or internet, by the way, welcome. Glad to have you here. We love you. The prayers are out there for you. Or whether you're listening later on by the archives, and thousands and thousands and thousands of you do. Either way, may God stretch out his hand And I would say this: to save, to heal, to deliver, to minister to you, to bring God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's, God's healing, God's touch in your life. Based on Acts 4, may God stretch out his hand to heal, even perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name, well, of the holy servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, the source. Now, I'm going to bring you right back quickly before we get into tonight's body of message. There's 3 points on the PDF file study notes. A, the alternative, the concept of the evolution of humanity, and then B, the secret knowledge for the special elite, and the pattern of deception and destruction we're going to touch on. I'm going to tell you tonight that if you understand finite theology with an upside down T, if you understand fallen ones, the dark side, the cosmocrator, the archai, if you understand the demonic, whatever title they're given by the Spirit of God in original, well, the Greek and so forth, talking about the types of them, but they all have the same nature. They all have the same doctrine. They all have the same agenda. And they, again, as I've said, are operative beyond anything anybody's known. And this is all precursors to what's about to come. And predicted by God with a warning for right now is the coming of the false prophet as he ascends from out of the earth, which gives you the indication that most likely he's hidden underground until the day of his ascending from out of the under the ground. That's Revelation 13, the Theron, the beast Antichrist, the Theron, the political, military, economic system, the Theron, false prophet. It's all there, the unveiling. And you know what the interesting thing is? The young boy, student, that has subpersonalities created in him. He told me when I called him that his father has the same problem. He loses time, he misses time, he doesn't know what's going on. At least he says that. But trained, demonized subpersonalities are the ones that contacted, the ones that wrote me, the ones that cursed, the ones that did ritual, and sent a burnt page of the Bible. You know what page it is? It's the book of Revelation chapter 13, in which the entire edge all the way around the chapter 13, it's burnt. As if to focus on that issue that proclaims the coming of a new order, a Luciferic order. It's interesting that there are a number of things this week. Once again, the dark underbelly of the chosen ones and their commitment for that coming new order. But also this book I hold in my hand, and it's talking about the physics of miracles, and again, they can come from anywhere. They can come from angels and your ancestors. They can come from entities and spirits and presences and rocks and even Ewoks he talks about in here. But I wanted to tell you about another thing, page 172. And this is a message for Catholics in the Catholic system, because whatever your background is, the bottom line is Jesus Christ. Do you know him personally? Does he dwell within you by his power? Is it his presence and his power? Because the danger for anybody is to grab a hold in a mystical way, religion. Religion, you know, embraced on an emotional, on a mystical, on a cultural, in any way like that whatsoever. So I will say what I've always said, because Jesus Christ is bigger than Pope, priest, and cardinal combined. You know that, right? Bigger than the church is Jesus Christ. The Soma Christu, the body of Christ, well, it's made up of all believers in Christ worldwide, not so much a system, though the localities of the church in the New Testament, referring to the visible local singular churches, are mentioned over 90 times. So just let me say and bring a warning to those embracing the Virgin Mary. She is obviously the virgin that was going to be a child. She's the one that interacted with the angel of God, yes, and based on prophecy, yes, based on the human lineage and pure humanity, yes. She yielded to God, and the conception occurred, and she bore the Son of God. As Jesus said, she'll always be praised, absolutely. But she did die, and she did go to heaven. And the dead do not come back. They're not permitted. And she's not co-redemptress, has nothing to do with salvation. She herself was in need of that salvation. But I'm going to read to you what I've seen happening all over the world, and it concerns me because the metaskizmazatai, when the dark side perceives how they should transfigure in order to seduce and deceive and to draw people to their side, well, here's the story. Let me read it to you. Quote, right outside Bunnett, Montana, there is an enormous concrete statue of the Blessed Virgin. This monument is so inspiring that there are flashing beacons hung on it so that low-flying planes will not crash into it. The story is of its construction is interesting. The wife of a very rich man was dying of cancer. In desperation, the man prayed in proper Catholic fashion to God to save her from her fate. Here's what this man, and I'm going to say a New Ager, deeply entrenched New Ager, says. Quote, proof and presto. In his time of trouble, Mother Mary appeared, whispering, if you build it, then she will heal. Sung to the tune of Let It Be. That's right, I said that. Sung to the tune of Let It Be. You know the one speaking words of wisdom, Let It Be? The one that deals with marijuana and deals with Hindu spirits? So this entity transfigured to look like Mother Mary appearing says, if you build it, then she, the statue, the entity would heal. The man accepted the vision, built the statue, and his wife recovered. Now here's how this man concludes in the area of the physics of miracles. The statue is a monument to the power of what can occur when you enter into a powerful morphic reality and play fully by the rules of the game. By this time in the book, the man understands the laws of engagement, the dark side, as they appear, as they transfigure, as they present themselves for what is needed, communicate and will give powers, and will give healings, and will give. You want proof positive on that? Something more than just a story? I take you back to Matthew chapter 4. Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the desert to be tempted by the devil. So the devil comes, you know the chapter, chapter 4. Every time the devil speaks and does stuff, Jesus says, it is written. And he quotes the word of God. He always quotes in this chapter anyway out of Deuteronomy. The devil took him to the holy city. Listen, the devil had power to appear. The devil had power to communicate. The devil had power to take him to the holy city and have him stand on the highest point of the temple. The devil says, hey, if you're the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written. And he misquotes and twists scripture. Again, Jesus quotes the word of God. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. Then the devil took him. Do you get this interaction? Have you ever sat back and wondered, what did the devil look like? What did Diabolos here look like? That's what we got. Diabolos takes him to a very high mountain. Interesting, isn't it? So you have Diabolos taking the Son of God in this engagement to a high mountain. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. In other words, 2,000 years ago, there is now a projection. You want to call it a screen memory? You want to call it a vision? unleashed by the devil, the fallen cherub and his powers, communication, vision, showing things. You know what the devil said? You know what the devil said? Have you read what the devil said? All this I will give you, he said, if... All this I will give you. Now in Luke's gospel, it tells us, all this I will give you has been given to me. He has the exousia. He has the temporary rights. He can give. You ever hear it? Mick Jagger from Rolling Stone said years and years, years ago, when they went to South Africa, they said they wanted to learn the elements of voodoo so they can get a hold of its powers and vex the audience to listen. Some of the powers, DARPA, weaponization of demonic powers, it all goes back to a demon-worshipping Moabite king in the Old Testament. It's not new. It's bigger, broader, wider. It's all going to lead to Armageddon. That's how big it's going to be. But it's here, and it's now. And so psychics and New Agers and Wiccans and Druids and Santeria and across the board, anyone playing the game with the Akashic Records and engaging and going passive and allowing these entities to emanate their energy and give powers, you'll get powers. It's been given to them. They have ability. They actually have powers. They can do things. They can take people up in astral projection. They can engage in what is considered out-of-the-body experiences. They can bring data, communication, and download it into your head. The devil Diabolos, I wondered in this chapter, what did he look like? In this chapter, did he need to transfigure and look like something different? What is his original appearance? Out of Ezekiel 28, there's a desecration. He corrupted his wisdom. I could imagine the concept is self-disintegration. Total transmutation. But he didn't lose his powers. Still has finite powers, but corrupted to where there's no truth dwelling in him. And that all of those powers are only used to serve self, without any consideration of anything else. Would the devil come to you and say, I will heal your child if you will bow down and worship me? Yeah, the devil will do that. Would the devil appear as Mother Mary and sing to the tune of Let It Be, promising that of a statue that will draw alternative to Christ. See, I'm reading the story here in this book. There's no mention of Jesus Christ. When I read the Gospel of Mark and see the dynamic Christ, when I read the Gospel of Mark and see God in human flesh and his love for people, his care for people, and how immediately he acts, when I see Christ as fulfillment of Isaiah 700 years prior in Mark's Gospel chapter 8, when I see him moving and acting and demonstrating and loving, I see the Savior, I see the Healer, I see the Deliverer, I see the physics of God walking on water, multiplying the food and giving it to thousands. There was simply just base nothing he could not do. Unless, of course, you spit on the ground and say no, as some do. As maybe those that recon this show, Luciferians that listen, and those who listen to check it out, that walk on that dark side, yeah, you understand what it is to trample the blood of the covenant. You ever read that chapter? Are you allowed to pick up the Bible and read Hebrews chapter 10? Take a read of Hebrews chapters 9 and 10. The devil came to Jesus Christ. He gave him experience. He led him places. He showed him things. He communicated. He even quoted scripture, though clearly out of context, and only to deceive and lead into disobedience. But then again, he's dealing with Christ, the Son of God, God Yahweh in human flesh. Jesus does it, and that's our example, quoting the Word of God, standing on it. Of course, the devil was defeated at that time again. But I'm telling you all this to let you know that when it comes to the physics of miracles, the New Age movement by the hundreds of millions worldwide is a spiritual movement. There are numerous, multi-numbered, by the thousands of groups, cults, secret societies, and sanitized supernaturalism that almost looks like quantum physics or sounds, well, important. But yet the source is the same. The entity 2,000 years ago that came to Christ and sought to, as Revelation 12, he came to destroy him. If you couldn't destroy him, get him to break everything and disobey and not be the last Adam that was sinless and perfect going to the cross. Didn't work, did it? And all I can say again, when it comes to the physics of miracles, the physics of the infinite, the physics of the finite cannot beat the infinite. It's in the numbers. Well, it's in the person. Well, it's in the power. Well, it's in the vast difference between infinite God and finite man. See, it's this fallen cherub that entered in the garden thousands of years prior to this event when Jesus came. It is there in the garden where he said God basically is a liar and gave wanted humanity to doubt God, agree that God is lying and cheating them, hear the doctrine of a promise of an evolution by attainment of secret knowledge that is said, oh, God doesn't want you to have that knowledge. Because you can evolve and become like God. So the evolution to godhood and the giving of secret knowledge to a special elite to bring you to a special place was offered. If you understand those two things, you'll understand when the dark side has embedded its doctrine, promise, and agenda, whether in ancient religions, and that would be true concerning Hindu spiritism, Buddhistic spirits, that would move forward to the Gnostics, that would be what's being deeply on a basically global conscious or critical mass, a concept of an evolution to Godhead, a concept of secret elitist knowledge, that if we just obtain to it, grab it, get it. But of course, in that exchange, God must be nixed and spit upon and trampled upon and rejected. But I think sometimes believers in Christ do not realize the dark side has real powers, real works, real abilities. I'm convinced the Word of God, as it teaches, that the dark side would even love to deceive real believers. You ever read that in Matthew 24? You ever read the warning to real? Listen, who's the warning given to in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? A secret power of lawlessness already operative. A supernatural actual power, ability, where there's miraculous abilities already operative. In this development of and in the eventual apocalypse of Anthropos and Namos, the men of lawlessness. Well, the devil is at work, it says there. The word work, again, Greek, is supernaturally operative. With counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. You know the big need right now for all believers is discernment. Holy Spirit of God, given discernment. I'm going to say this very clearly, that the dark side's powers should be discerned by real believers in whom the Spirit of God dwells. I want you to know that on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, left-hand side, scroll down a little bit, there are courses, seminars, conference materials, hundreds and hundreds of hours. There's a series that is still developing called ESP versus HSP. It's all about Holy Spirit perception, Holy Spirit discernment. And what I'm talking about right now is what is vitally needed. It's predicted that the dark side's real power manifested will deceive billions. And in that deception, because they embrace it, when that embrace occurs, Ultimately, that broad global deception leads to the greatest destruction the world has ever seen, environmentally, on a national scale. And human beings by the billions. Behind all of Luciferic globalism, listen, there is no globalism, political leader. There is no globalism, DARPA and military headhunters. Well, I'm saying headhunters, those looking for any powers that will advance military superiority. If the devil offers you superior military weaponry, will you take it? Will you use it? If the devil offers you appearing as a man with a multicolored turban, powers to heal others, would you do it? If the devil shows up, or demonic powers show up as Mother Mary to the tune of Let It Be, saying that if you'll build a statue, if you'll obey the entity's instructions, that entity will heal your wife. Not a word about Jesus in that story that I read out of that book. Not a word about, matter of fact, in the entire book on the physics of healing by a New Ager that has inducted into real powers, though metaskins matatai, though transfigured, though his experience, the mask is so convincing, you can't penetrate demonic masquerade outside of the Spirit of God in discernment. By God's Spirit inside of you. Human brains, no matter how powerful, cannot penetrate demonic masquerade. Did you know that? When the devil shows up in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus, the Son of God, he's tempting. What did he look like? What does he look like in the Middle East? What does he look like in the deep underground caverns where Luciferic invocation of the birth of the Antichrist. What does he look like? To the Luciferian, what does he look like when he appears? In India, in South Africa, South America, and other places around the world. What does he look like? What does he look like? Does he look like the Maitreya? Does he look like Sai Baba? Does he look like, what does he look like? Translucent entity? It's not about what he looks like, it's about what he says. Fallen angels showing up as angels, they will never lead you to the living God, living Christ, never lead you to the power of God, and to the miracles that come from the hands of Jesus Christ. There are miracles that come from the hands of Christ. Read the Gospel of Mark this week. I have a friend where I started off this week that wrote to me on Facebook saying, I pray daily that your God does not exist. I've challenged him and he's doing it. Maybe we'll find out here tonight or tomorrow how it's going. He promised to read the Gospel of Mark. And if he listens, I love you. Christ loves you. And in all of your testimony, you've never met God. You don't know God. You never experienced him. So I understand why you might be angry or mad. And by the way, when it comes to the Mormon, you know, religion is one thing. I've never met a Mormon that experientially knows Jesus Christ. Well, they don't, in the Book of Mormon, you do know the dark spirits that spoke to Joseph Smith and unveiled a extra-biblical revelation, Didache of Daimonia. Once again, like in every other fashion, all the way back to Helena Blavatsky, will not bring the real Christ out, but bring a de-deified, non-saving Christ. Therefore, not only do you have a false Christ and not the real one, you can't obtain the real salvation. You can't get the living, real Christ to come into you by embracing Didache of demons. When you embrace the Didache of demons, you get the demons that give the doctrine. You don't get the Christ of heaven. It is when the Spirit of God summons you, like at this moment, and summons you to come to God in human flesh, to the living Christ that loves you, that went to the cross. There's where salvation is provided. It is Him knocking at the door, wanting to come into your life and bring you the salvation that brings in the immediacy of God's living presence inside of you. He's either on the inside and you're born of the Spirit of God and you know Him, or He's on the outside. Grasping mystical religion isn't good enough. Grasping occult-oriented, demonic, doctrine-inspired, cultish religion will never lead you to God's direct presence and salvation. Bottom line is, where do you stand? It's not about me against you, if you're a Mormon. It's about whether you know the real living Christ and whether anybody has faithfully shared that the real Christ that died for you on the cross loves you, that He is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh. Thomas bowed down and cried out, "My Lord and my God." 3 points tonight on Thursday night, the 12th here. Alternative, the biggest alternative spiritual offer. It's kind of like a salvation. It's kind of like the carrot led out there. It's been promised since the garden. It's in ancient religion. It's in the Gnostics. It's in the New Age. It's in the 2012ers. It's in all of those playing with spiritual energies, quantum physics, and combining new sciences with spirituality. When it comes from false finite spirits, I guarantee you, the end of the road is a promise of an evolution of humanity to godhood. And so there's millions right now wanting to link onto that, grab onto that, believe that spiritual communication, believe the entity. See, the Tibetan that's stood next to Alice Bailey, that fused with her and led dictation of these very principles. Oh, there'll be a coming catastrophic chaos that's coming, a cleansing that will get rid of real Christians, those who hold to the living Christ, to make way for the New Age and a world teacher, a supernatural world teacher, the Antichrist, of course. What's the promises in Helena Blavatsky's writings? What's the promises in Albert Pike, the Mason's writings? What's the promises in and among the Rosicrucians, the secret teaching of the age? What's the promises in all those streams? All the way up to 2012. What are the promises of the fallen finite spirits in a multi-fashion display of appearances, because they can transfigure and become anything they perceive as needed, but they communicate the same thing. As they rip you away from God in every possible way, they provide you an alternative. Everyone that would be listening now that has embraced the concept that somehow, some way, a spiritual osmosis and an evolution of humanity is coming, we're going to be moved spontaneously. We're going to be moved to Godhead. We're going to become a different kind of human race. So the questions on the PDF file notes are, what is this coming evolution of humanity? Where did it come from? Why did it get promised? More than that, I want to ask some other questions because I was looking up a few things today. Did you know that in Mormon doctrine, in the teaching of the LDS doctrine, it's called the law of eternal progression. The law of eternal progression. The Mormon teaching mentions that, quote, listen now, quote, this is directly from fallen, finite, demonic presence, proclaiming the very doctrine that was unleashed in the garden, embedded in all fallen, demonically inspired religion, revelation to deceive man. I quote the actual teaching it's put out from Joseph Smith, given to him. Quote, as man is, God once was. And as God is, man may become. Joseph Smith, The History of the Church, Volume 6, page 305. Journal of Disclosures. You catch that? If you're a Mormon listening, and I had a few that have written me pretty hot when I've mentioned, because you say publicly, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, but that's only a statement purposely designed. Do you know the Savior in your heart and life? Do you know Jesus Christ inside of you? Are you born again of the Spirit of God? You know the Word of God says, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Jesus said, is it in Luke, in John's Gospel 17, that I, referring to himself Christ, that I myself might live in them. I've known the living Christ for 36 years. He lives in me. I've met thousands and thousands of people that have believed on the living Christ, and the living Christ lives in them. He is God. He is the Savior. Thomas bowed down and cried out, my Lord and my God. So do the psychics and the New Agers and the 2012ers and the old Gnostics and the new Gnostics and the Mormons. The Luciferic doctrine is an exchange for the glory of God, for the truth of God. The glory of God, the truth of God, is when God is actually manifest, when the Logos, God, becomes human flesh. Read it, John's Gospel, chapter 1. It's very clear, but what happens in history the last 2,000 years is dark spirits come along. They begin to give new experiences, begin to show up, begin to communicate, and give other revelations that become higher than the Scripture. They become secret. They become private interpretation. They become private things given to, like, Joseph Smith, that ultimately denies the actual Word of God or tries to distort it and becomes the primary teaching. So among the Mormons, embedded in Joseph Smith's disclosures, in the teachings, is Luciferic doctrine, didaka of demons, with the promise of an evolution, a development to a becoming God, and a declaration that God was once like us, finite, all of it a lie. Again, volume 6, page 305, The Mormon Doctrine, given by Daimonia, becoming Dadake. Quote, as a man, listen, as a man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become. Not only is it a lie, not only was it a lie in the garden, among the ancient, writings, among the pantheists and Hindu and so forth, among the Gnostics, and among the hundreds of millions of New Agers leading to, you know what Luciferic globalism is going to teach? And they're going to combine it on a scientific level. They're going to combine it in some way of saying this is the laws of, this is quantum physics, and spirituality has joined. And they're going to claim that there's going to be some kind of evolution to godhood. As a matter of fact, many of them right now are calling it DNA activation. DNA activation. That inside mankind right now, the DNA, junk DNA, parts that we don't know, things like that, there's DNA that is latent. And when this spiritual osmosis, when this planetary wave occurs, when this spontaneous evolutionary development happens on a global scale, then all of humanity will evolve, except those that don't want that spirit, will evolve to godhood. Now you're going to see this teaching come out more and more and more and more. It's latent in the DNA. The DNA activation, that there's coming a DNA activation. That's right, the alien entities, again, metaskids mazutai, the transfiguring of the demonic to look like and to act like some kind of intelligent race from outer space. They're going to tell humanity, DNA activation coming in your DNA. It's there. It's resident. Yeah, really? Is that a real reality? How do they know? Who knows? What are the physics? Let's ask the question, if our DNA has in it deposited a evolution to godhood that takes us out of this fallen, broken, sinning, killing, shooting, raping, warring humanity and turns us into these wonderful spiritual light beings in the future based on this kind of spiritual evolution. Then let me ask you something. Why isn't, if that ability's been deposited into the DNA, who did this? Who did this? And why wait? What are you waiting on? You know why? It's not done right now. Those who have ever, embraced the DNA activation morphology. Because it's like what was done in the garden. What is promised by the fallen finite, though he does have massive real powers, his powers are limited. He can't even evolve and become God himself, though that's his insatiable lust. The massive, powerful, finite being and the collective worldwide, that power in the air, that domain, the exousia, the archai, the cosmocrator, the porneus pneumonikai, the planos, these demons, the spirit of God, list them by different types. Ephesians 6 and Timothy 4:1. None of them in all these thousands of years have evolved to godhood. The finite cannot become infinite. Do you understand the infinite has no beginning? The infinite didn't become infinite. The infinite has always been infinite. Infinite is beyond us. Infinite is big. Infinite is massive. I've said before that if you took a backpack, it was able to hike into God, infinite God, you'll never come out. God's not like a room in which you can walk into it and go across it and reach the other side and tap the wall. There is no wall. God is, has been, always was Yahweh, self-existent, acidic, completely self-life. He doesn't have to plug in. He doesn't have to, seek more power. He doesn't fade. God is God, and we are not, and never will become. The fallen cherub Luciferian will never become God, even when he beats his breast in the temple and says, I am God. He is not, never was, never will be. The evolution to deity, the evolution homo lumos. Now, let me tell you something. There's people in NASA. There's people in the ESA. There's Edgar Mitchell. There's a lot scientists. There's folks that believe in the evolution of deity. They've embraced Luciferic doctrine. And B, on the page that I had here about the promise of a special elite knowledge, well, crossing over from God, exchanging the glory of God, exchanging the truth of God for a lie, there's either the aletheia, the truth, the reality, God's revelation, what God is and what God has given and what God has said. Well, there is the lie. Both are objective realities and can affect subjectively. So you exchange the truth of God for the lie. You embrace what is actually there and given. In Genesis, that's the fall of the human race. We exchange the glory of God. We exchange the truth of God. We exchanged it. We didn't just depart from God. We exchanged. And we embraced and took. We took the doctrine linked to the fallen cherub, always is. And did we evolve to godhood right then? Were our eyes opened? Did we all of a sudden have the secret knowledge? Or was it back then like it is today, a carrot on a stick, deception, diversion, preoccupation, distraction? Is it all about a menacing, rot gut, evil entity that wants simply you to be away from God? To become a God. To play with your sin nature, your ego, yourself, in the flesh. Since no one ever has, no one ever will evolve to Godhead, it always leaves those who write about that subject with a vast lack of understanding of who God really is. Not one of those kind of writers shows any testimony to knowing the love, the joy, the peace, the power, the presence of the living Christ. It is a path, well, it was the path to the fall of the human race. Death entered in, and the trail of bloody, painful tears has continued until the Prince of Peace, who died on that cross and gave his life, returns the second time. If you want to embrace the lie, the Luciferic globalism, the teaching that comes with it, secret knowledge, elitist knowledge, and somehow, some way, a evolution to deity, to godhood, well, you'll be betrayed. Satan can't give it to you. The powers behind masqueraded. May God break open discernment. May God visit those who have embraced that to show you who's really behind it. May God do this in Jesus' name to break the lie and open you to the truth. A Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. A Savior, He's the one and only one that said, in light of raising Lazarus from the dead, commanding him to come back, and he did. I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, if any man believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. The gift of indestructible immortality and the coming glorification, that's the physics of God. You want the physics of the devil? You want it masqueraded, morphed, transfigured? You want to accept it? And I can tell you right now, there's those that have and now you're realizing, renounce the false teaching and doctrines and embrace the living Christ. Whosoever calls on the name of this living Jesus Christ, he will come into your life with the power of the Spirit of God. Do it today. Turn to the living Christ. Come to know him personally. Let him put into you the gift of eternal life. By the way, as Christ comes into your life, I believe that affects every ounce of your being, including your genetics and DNA, embedded and embodied now in you, the presence of the Spirit of God when you come to Christ, is the deposit. You read about it, Ephesians chapter 1, the deposit of the Spirit of God, the deposit guaranteeing what is to come. In the twinkling of an eye, flash, the Greek word atomic, in an unsplittable moment of time, indestructible, irreversible immortality done by God because of Christ on the old rugged cross, you will look at God eye to eye, face to face. You read about it in the future. See, if you're a believer in Christ, you're in the future there in the book of Revelation. God reaches out his hand to wipe away every tear. Did you know that? The history of pain, the history of all of it is wiped away. He can do that right now. Come to Christ. Rust Izdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. The music is here. Remember us. We need your prayers. We don't have commercials. We don't have all that kind of stuff. We need your support. We really do. Invest in this work. Take a look at the website. Support. Good night.